¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
How's it going, guys? Anybody out there who has ever set up a small business or a business on the side or their own company will be aware of how all of a sudden overnight you have to wear basically like 1,000 different hats. Whenever I launched justgoodstuff.ie earlier in the year to sell all my merchandise, it was honestly so unbelievably liberating to discover Shopify and to realize that I was actually capable of running and developing my business further myself. With Shopify, it's not just websites like justgoodstuff.ie. They're also the platform behind millions and millions of businesses around the world, from household names to other brands just getting started. Shopify has so many AI tools. They can even enhance your product photography. You can easily create email and social media campaigns wherever your customers are scrolling. It's got world-class expertise in everything from managing inventory to international shipping. It can process returns. It's super, super simple. So basically, turn your big business idea into... with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your €1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.ie. Go to shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie. It's time to see what you can accomplish with Shopify by your side.
Mark Megan's Weekly Roast. Proudly supported by Cialis for Men. Struggling with erectile dysfunction? It's nothing to be ashamed of. Cialis for Men 10mg film-coated tablets, which contains tadalafil, is now available without prescription. Just a quick, discreet chat with your pharmacist, in person or online, can help. Find it at pharmacies nationwide or visit www.cialisformen.ie for more details. To be taken at least 30 minutes prior to anticipated sexual activity. Always read the label.
Weekly Roast. How's it going, guys? How the hell are you? How are your hearts? And of course, how are your lovely, gradually getting thinner bodies who are about to be wed?
Oh, very good.
What about you there?
Thanks, Mark.
Mark Megan's Weekly Roast is proudly brought to you by Cialis for Men, helping you get and keep an erection whenever you need it. I am muy happy to be working with a brand that will help Hermanos, not just with their erections, Spanish because I'm in Gran Canaria, but in realizing that there is nothing to be embarrassed about. Nearly 3 in 10 Hermanos have experienced ED, but only 1 in 4 are comfortable discussing it. Let's change that, Michael. Manuel, shall we? Cialis for Men is now available without prescription from pharmacies nationwide. All it takes is a quick chat in El Farmacia and you're off to the races. To be taken at least 30 minutes prior to anticipated sexual activity. Contains tadalafil. Always read the label. Michael.
Mark.
How are we?
You're in Spain. I'm sure you're doing very well.
Busman's holiday, as they say.
Oh.
No, that's not what they say, is it?
No, is Busman's holiday not like going down to Tremor or somewhere?
Nope, that's just a weirdly mean thing to say about people from Tremor. No, a busman's holiday would be if I was to go to like a podcast festival.
Ah.
Busman's holiday would be, you go, I think, when the holiday is work. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
But I mean, I'm obviously curious to hear what your issue is with Tremor. Nevertheless, okay. I owe an apology yet again, not just to the people of Roscommon, but to the wider LGBT community.
Oh.
So I'm in Gran Canaria. We went for a walk down to Maspalomas, right?
Lovely.
And there was one of those tat shops. And I happen to be married to a woman who's addicted to tat, okay? And to be fair, I could go tit for tat with anybody who's into tat because I also love tat. But we passed by this shop that had... Hola, no gracias. Just, of course. Just
was that real?
That was real. Just as he's talking about the dildos. Brilliant. Given the weak-willed Ola as he's in the middle of talking about... as he's talking about fucking dicks. Brilliant. Nevertheless, we went for a walk and there was this sort of tat shop and they had like a full railing dedicated to Willy penis bottle openers.
Oh, lovely.
But, you know, but what I found curious about the penis paraphernalia was that all of the willies were of different shapes and sizes. Okay. Which I know is a progressive reflection of who we are, because of course all penises are, they all come, if you'll allow the pun, in different shapes and sizes. But I put it on my Instagram being like, I feel like the person, the type of person who purchases a penis bottle opener isn't exactly discerning enough. You know, isn't the discerning type to care about necessarily the width, girth, length, shape, size, or whatever of the penis, you know?
Mm. Yeah, I'm with
turns
you.
Turns out Mas Palomas is like the LGBT hub of Gran Canaria. So they were like, that's like their Michelin man. Do you know what I mean? I've like had a massive, this is me, another scathing review of the international LGBT community is me having a go. This is like their Olympic trophy. Do you know what I mean? And I've just had a go at it. I was assuming like, you know, Hen Party from Blackpool. That's what I was having to go at.
I would have thought that.
I wasn't having to go with people who are into penises. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, I'm in Gran Canaria.
How is it? How are you enjoying it?
Honestly, and I'll probably catch a bit of heat for this, I feel like Gran Canaria is like Mrs. Brown's Boys. Okay?
Oh, okay.
There are definitely parts of it where you go, yeah, that's actually okay. But on the whole, it's a flaming ball of garbage. And you know what? It's, if anything, it's the people that like us that are the problem more than the actual thing. Do you know what I mean?
Please elaborate.
Flaming ball of garbage given the volcanic. It's just like, it is just, I saw a lad wearing Union Jack Ray-Bans eat 5 sausages at breakfast yesterday.
Brilliant.
That's where we are. Like a Union Jack. What sort of level of xenophobia do you suffer from when you're like, all right, mate. How are you going? I'll have the sunglasses there, please. Union Jack, please. Just in case the red gammon-faced, you know, gusset and gullet and everything about me wasn't enough, you know, to reveal to the world that I don't like strange things. I need literally goggles. I need hater goggles. I need to be walking around that goggles that show people I don't like new things. Wait there. Before we even start today's episode, Michael, I'm just very surprised you haven't asked me to do something.
Oh, what's that?
I think we should probably hold like a minute silence for all of the F-list influencers marking themselves safe from Dubai, even though they once went there in 2018.
Oh my God, Mark.
Genuinely.
You really want to go there?
Hey guys, thanks for all the messages. We actually are back in Port Leash now, and we have been ever since June 2007. Do you know what I mean? People once wore an Arsenal jersey when it was sponsored by Emirates and they're marking themselves safe. What the hell is going on? No, genuinely, what the hell is going on with as soon as there's any form of, they have to get involved. Thinking back on all of our memorable times there and a place that has only ever known joy. Well, try and drive yourself to the airport or vote in the next general election. Do you know what I mean? Then we'll see how you feel, Lisa. Some of the fucking stuff, don't get me wrong, obviously I am 100% of course, of the, everybody's safety has always been my priority. I'm famously for saying that. What I'm saying is, I'm not, obviously we want everyone to be well, okay, that's fine. I'm just saying, okay, the fact that you once went to a pool party with 6 estate agents from Brantford in 2020 to escape the rules of the pandemic, okay? We don't need play-by-play updates of your safety now. You're back in Tramore. Do you know what I mean? It's over. You're safe. And we're glad that you're safe, but you don't need to mark yourself. It's like whenever the London attacks happened years ago, people started putting up stuff about Westminster Bridge, being like, "'Twas only a year or so ago when I crossed that same bridge." You weren't involved. Do you know what I mean? You went to Harrods and the fucking Angus Steakhouse and the M&M store in 2003. You don't need to shoehorn yourself into this incident.
Do you think people actually ask them if they're okay?
No, there wasn't a single, hey guys, thanks for all the messages. No, but Al Jazeera weren't in touch for a comment. Do you know what I mean? Nobody has been getting on to you going, hey, how's it going? How's your safety? Is it fine? By the way, what outfits did you bring this week? I'd love a series of stories with hashtag AF included. You absolute spoofologists, like.
Obviously,
oh, by the way, I'm currently getting cancelled as well for something that I posted last night.
Oh, say more.
I posted a picture of me and Darren, myself and Darren last night, out for dinner, okay? And this is the caption that I used, right? A successful day of ignoring eye contact with other parents at the pool. Or making small talk with other parents at the pool, okay?
Yeah, I thought it was funny.
Obviously lending itself to the idea that we're antisocial and don't want to make friends with other parents. Mm. All of a sudden, Ireland's intelligentsia have emerged from the cracks. And I'm just getting comments. I literally got a comment just as we started recording going, why? Those people definitely better than you. Brilliant. Just a unilateral better than us. Not even like nicer, kinder, more morally intact. Just better. They are just better across the board. Then another person, what was it last night? Mary said something going, why would you go away then? Those people don't want to talk to you at all. I wouldn't. You follow me, Mary? Why do you follow me if that's your opinion?
Sorry.
Last but not least, Christ, you two love the limelight. Good stuff. We're on holidays. And yes, my wife is a successful television presenter and I'm a comedian. Unfortunately, yes, you're well observed. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well observed. Due to, let's be honest, probably crippling deep insecurity issues and a void that we'll never ever fill, we do like attention.
Nothing wrong with it.
But also, that's not what I meant. I didn't mean, oh, we're avoiding eye contact because we're fucking posh and becks. Do you know what I mean?
Of course. There are some couples, though, who love just like holding court around the pool. You know, they know everyone's first names by the end of the week.
I was almost tempted to download Grindr yesterday just to see if there was this guy was on Grindr. Because I swear to God, this other dad keeps making eye contact with me and trying to like get this thing going. I'm like, no, bro, it's not happening, okay? First things first, right? By you wanting to be friends with me, that makes me not want to be friends with you, because any man that thinks that I would be, any person that's the type of person to make friends with somebody in a casual, whimsical way, instantly is not a friend of mine, okay?
Oh, okay.
The only person that I could be friends with are the other people who are keeping themselves to themselves. They're the type of people that I would be willing to be friends with, but as a result of both of us keeping ourselves to ourselves, we will never be friends. And if anything, that's the most perfect friendship ever, because we just go, enjoy our holidays, keep ourselves to ourselves, and go home. I don't want to speak to a Swiss architect for 45 minutes and make small talk about Oliver Kahn. I know he was the German goalkeeper, but still, that's all we have to share. You know what I mean? We have nothing. Oh, you've been skiing yet?
Do you not think it's nice, though, to just to get to know people and, you know, hear from different parts of the world and different lives, no?
What age is your little troublemaker? Hans, I'm going to need you to get the fuck away from me. You're wearing a rash vest. You look like an Austrian paedophile, okay? I don't want you to be near me and my... I don't want any of this. I don't want an interaction with you. Yes, we saw you at the salsa class yesterday. Yes, I saw you at the buffet. Yes, I never thought blue cheese and frankfurters were an appropriate breakfast for an adult. But all of these things. I have no interest in making friends. And the sort of... the knowing glance whenever you've got a boogie. You're in the same boat as me, pal. Yeah, we're fathers. Good luck. We don't have anything in common. I let Rosie see daylight once a day. I sort of hang her over the balcony, Michael Jackson style, you know. but it's easier. It's actually sort of easier if you go Achilles way. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ankle first.
Just a little dangle.
Sort of like I'm discarding a prawn tail, you know,
when you finish
a prawn in the phyllo and you don't know what to do with it. By the way, Michael, before we even start talking about all-inclusives today, I do have to apologise. I seem to have inherited the black lung.
Oh,
from
what's happened
to you? Well, you know the way they say creches are like filled with sort of, you know,
they're
virus,
like dishes.
Viral addled little rats. This is effectively like the AGM of viral addled little rats. The way that the kids are just the worst.
It's impossible.
It is impossible to stay alive and well surrounded by children. So yeah, I've got some form of like some sort of virus, so forgive me if my voice sounds a little bit nasally. Nevertheless, today is the exclusive guide to all-inclusives.
Very exciting.
We're going to be doing a deep dive on the history of the all-inclusive resort. We will be talking about my trip in Gran Canaria and all of the various experiences we have had and some of you have had in all-inclusives around the world. I also have to caveat this with the door may or may not ring, because myself and Darren spent 23 minutes down at reception this morning trying to use ChatGPT to directly translate, can you please get the smell of swamp arse out of our bedroom?
Swamp arse?
Yeah, from the shower.
What's happened? Oh God, Jesus.
Welcome
Christ.
To Spain. Well, I feel like Spain, we think we've got problems in terms of public infrastructure in Ireland. Whoever designed the public sort of plumbing system in Spain, and even though we're in Gran Canaria, an island off Africa that's Spanish owned, the genuine smell of swamp ass. And there's no Google Translate is going to help you with that.
I think when you're starting with the term swamp ass, you're probably, you know.
No, no. I start with, oi, you. And then I just point to Darren's arse and then wave my hand cartoonishly in front of my nose and go, oi, hey, you, muy bad, arse, swamp arse, room now, fix it.
Jeez,
they love me. I get on great with the staff. Anyway, we are here to discuss the all-inclusive resorts, and forgive my snarls and forgive my snorts and forgive my various ill-timed retorts. I am not here to ridicule people who holiday in Gran Canaria. I am in Gran Canaria having a grand time, albeit with some potential malaria. I am here to slag and take the piss out of all-inclusive behaviour. The behaviour at all-inclusives. Before we actually continue talking today, I've got a bit of news.
Oh?
Say more. You know about this. I texted you about it yesterday. So,
Mark, say more. I'm trying to give you a...
Nevertheless, the final show of the House of Loons tour is about to be announced, my friends. There have been lots and lots of guesses as to where this is. I cannot reveal it yet. I am hoping to have it confirmed by the end of the week. I will be announcing it in next week's show. Ladies and gentlemen, the House of Loons tour, okay? The Olympia Theatre sold out in like 2 days. Unbelievable. Cork sold out in less than a day. Unbelievable. Limerick sold out in a few hours. Unbelievable. Kerry, still on sale. So let's just sort that out. Kerry, it's the ego whipping of the century when I didn't sell out in a day. I was literally out there and I was like, on the first night of holidays, I was like, I don't even know why I do this. And she was like, what? And I was like, Kerry hasn't sold out. And she's like, Mark, it's only been on sale for a day. I was like, yeah, but it should be gone. She's like, how many have you sold? I think you sold like 75% of tickets. She's like, that is enough. Anyway, the ego has been wounded without it being an instant sellout. Kerry is still on sale. There is one more city. Please, I'm getting DMs from people. This tour is not going to London. It's not going up north. I want it to go up north, but we're just not there yet in terms of an organisation, all the rest. So this is your last chance to see the House of Loons tour. Anybody who has been at the Olympia knows what this show entails. If you enjoy the roasts on Sundays, if you enjoy the podcast, if you enjoy Mystery Mick and his weight loss journey, if you enjoy the fact that I'm sober and if this show doesn't sell out, I'm going to start drinking again. No. This is, it's sales. It's just all about the sales, baby. Just gotta, Rosie's education depends on this.
I looked into Rosie's
bassinet yesterday and she sort of opened up her eyes and cooed, and then I thought she was about to make her first word, so we all gathered around, everyone in the family flew over, and she just said, Mark. I was like, yes? Glen Eagles Club, 16th of April. 20% of tickets still left. You need to make a push on social. So I said, okay, Rosie.
My name's Mackenzie, and I started a GoFundMe for the adoptive mother of a nonverbal autistic child. The mother had lost her job because she wasn't able to find adequate care for this autistic child. So she really needed some help with living expenses, paying some back bills. So I launched a GoFundMe to help support them during this crisis. And we raised about $10,000 within just a couple of months. I think that the surprising thing was by telling a clear story and just like really being very clear about what we needed, we had some really generous donations from people who were really moved by the situation that this family was struggling with.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This podcast is supported by GoFundMe.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Nevertheless, the last and final show is going to be announced next week. And by the way, this will be the only night in this place. It's not a two-nighter. There was talk of doing a two-nighter because the demand is strong in this particular location. However, it's not happening. So, that's it, my friends. Ticketmaster.ie, by the way, if you want to get tickets to Kerry. I'll stick the link in the bio this episode. I would consider a road trip. If you're from elsewhere in Ireland and you want to go and see this show, please do. Please hit the road. It's going to be unbelievable. Also, the Brehon Hotel are giving 20% off rooms if you use the code MARK20. So if you want to go to the Kerry show, use the code MARK20 and you get 20% off the rooms. They're unbelievably nice. Okay, let's get on with the show. On y va. So, our beloved, overly sentimental, heart of gold, Mystery Micheál has, I believe, done a little bit of research about the history of the all-inclusive. Am I right?
I have indeed, Mark. I would be more than happy to share some of my findings with you. So the biggest thing when it comes to all-inclusives is the amount of waste. And there just seems to be this culture online that is, you know, intent on trying to destroy all-inclusives. Because up to 40% of the food and drink that is prepared just never sees a human. It just literally is thrown straight in the bin.
What?
So up to 40%. So the whole idea of it is just mass turnover and literally just keeping things moving. But nearly half the amount of food that's made just goes straight to the bin.
How do they make money though? Because...
So like, there's a science. The whole point of like the food is they put all the like heavy carby shit that is cheap. The whole illusion of all-inclusive is to try and give this level of luxury that isn't actually, it doesn't exist. So all nice the cheap food, but no, genuinely, all the cheap food and all the things that is really cheap to make goes to the front and they just kind of spatter, you know, more expensive bits in and around the food servings.
Oh, it's a beige man's paradise. Like, it's a complete and utter, like, honestly, I brought a plate back from the buffet today that was genuinely just like 50 shades of beige and they have like bowls of Biscoff sauce. It is the end of the world in terms of glutton. And at one point, like halfway through yesterday, I thought I was getting sunstroke because my fingers started shaking, but it was genuinely just like glucose-induced delirium. That's what happens when you're having Biscoff for brekkie. Do you know what I mean?
But that's it exactly.
It is the illusion of... Now, we're staying in a place... People seem to be interested. We're staying in a place called... Is it weird for me to say the name of the hotel?
No, you'll be home by then.
But people are like... Well, we won't because it's coming out tomorrow.
Be fine.
I'm not Cristiano Ronaldo.
No.
anyway, we're staying in a place called Melia Paradisus. And it's in Massaplomas. And like we were like, okay, it's a 5-star. It's going to be absolutely lovely. We're like, this is our big holiday. We're going to, you know, go all out. Like... The food is giving, like, there was, on the first day, they had mountain ragu, okay? Which I assumed was going to, like, we were like, what is this? Like, you know, biscuit de bolognese? I was like, yeah, familiar enough with one of the world's most famous dishes of all in culinary history. Up there with the literal potato, I don't think there's a more famous fucking food item. Anyway, yes, I'm familiar with the spaghetti bolognese. Yes. Surprised you didn't call it that, but grand, I'll have the mountain ragu. I swear my life, and this is 100% true, right? Guess what came out on the plate?
Go on.
Pasta, red sauce, and chopped up hot dogs.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I swear to God, the thing about these places is, it's like being on a cruise. It's all about the upsell, right? So I thought, right, you pay for everything in advance. It's expensive, but then you're done and you get to enjoy your holiday. As literally when we were checking in, she was like, now, Mr. Megan, I see you have a bell at the back of the holiday. I'm like, sorry? This is pejorative, this like impression, because we're basically making the Spaniards to be incapable of communication. But she was like, would you like to upgrade to La Reserve? I was like, what's that? And she was like, well, for our members, you want to eat in the finer restaurants? I was like, oh, no, we've got the all-inclusive. She's like, yes, but the all-inclusive gets you access to La Cantina. But if you want to eat in the nicer restaurants, maybe you take some sushi, les choses comme ça, you know. It's like, hold on. So we're paid for the all-inclusive, but if you want to avail of the nice restaurants, that's an extra. And then they have these three spoofers. Every corner you turn, like dealers on a decrepit urban street, there are these three waiting for you to poach on you. They start, Darren was like, we got this message on the first day, right? A WhatsApp. They do this thing now where they oh, we want to get to our WhatsApp so we can send your details and see how your holiday is done. We get a WhatsApp the first night. Mr. Mark, we want to wish you a really warm welcome. I was like, grand. They've obviously heard of the podcast. They've done a Google. You know, I mean, they've finally a bit of recognition.
Mr. You know, Olympia.
Because as we check in, Darren's like, do you know who Arthur Guerrillion is? Do you know what I mean?
Have you ever heard of Shin and Will Productions? They do Dance with the Stars. Fabulous guys.
But anyway, you get this WhatsApp and it's like, Mr. Megan, bienvenue. We would like to have a meeting with you tomorrow morning. If you was available, our manager has a gift we would like to offer you as a welcome to the Melia. It is such an honor to have you staying with us. And we're like, well, finally, someone's been tuning into the roasts on Sundays. Do you know what I mean? Finally, they're seeing a bit of it. So anyway, we go down the next morning. And we're like, hi, we're here for a meeting with Judith, the manager. And she's like, oh, yes, yeah, Judith's, what's your name? I was like, Mark Megan. She's like, oh, yes, she's been very excited for this. And I was like, brilliant, here we go, let's go. You know, what could this be? Maybe a free massage or at the very least an evening in La Reserve or something. The manager comes out and I was like to Darren, I don't have a good feeling about this because I could see by the way she walked. She had like a salesy walk about her. And Darren was like, no, it's going to be good. This is definitely like, you know, maybe a day trip somewhere or whatever. She's like, how are you? Good morning. Oh, your little baby. Oh, I'm like, yeah, she's asleep. Stop. Yeah. And she's like, so how's everything? We're like, great. Yeah. She's like, so you want to maybe go sit somewhere? I was like, no, I'm happy to stand here. Like, what's the, and she was like, so, well, I've got my, and she takes out her iPad. I was like, she's like, so I just wanted to chat to you. You know, as you know, obviously Melia Resorts, we have destinations 483 around the world. And I was like, it's interesting that your accent is changing as this story is going, Judith. So just maybe if we could stick to one nation, please. We're not an ad for the University of Benetton. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, brilliant.
We're not an ad for Gap in the 90s. Do you know what I mean? Or Boots in 2007. Anyway, I was like, sorry, what is this? And she was like, I just want to tell you, you know, there's three of you now. We have this place in Bali. I was like, sorry, Judith. What? Is this a sales meeting? Because that's what you have to say. If you ever want to get rid of a salesperson, all you have to do is you have to ask them directly, is this a sales call? And they are obliged legally.
It's like an undercover
say,
cop, is it?
Genuinely. So I was like, sorry, Judith, is this a sales meeting? And she was like, yes. I could see the face drop. She was like, yes. And I was like, okay, it's over. I'm going to the pool. Like, I don't want to. She's like, no, wait. I was like, get your fucking hands off me, Judith. It's completely over. Darren couldn't believe it. The fact that they had WhatsApp to arrange this whole thing to just then try and upsell you a holiday. And as we're walking out, you can see Linda and Steve with their debit cards out trying to book themselves in for a holiday in Cancun next year. What is this dystopia that we're living in? You're on holidays now and you're trying to think of your next holiday a year late. Just be on the holiday now, like.
But everything is salesy.
Everything's an upset.
I was on a family holiday in Mallorca like 15 or 16 years ago, and they took us on like a bus tour for the day.
That's not the one with the thing with your dad.
No,
he was driving
it's
home
not.
From the local restaurant.
Please
and
stop.
the kid ran. That was a deer, wasn't it? Yeah, I think it was. Don't drive back, Dad. Just keep going. You and your dad mopping the front of the rental car at 2 a.m. It was a deer, Michael. Dad, there's some keys. They're deer keys. They have them. They're house keys. The next day, there's a vigil held for Winston, the local concierge. Found stuffed into a ditch. Anyway, we're never going back to Tenerife, and that's the end of it. Go on, tell us about the trip.
No, but they brought us to, like, you know, this bus tour of some local village, and, you know, they pitched it as, like, seeing the real Mallorca. We ended up getting a two-hour lecture from a mattress company.
Yeah, and it's also, by the way, the waiter who served you carbonara last night, just in one of those Jamaican holiday hats, pretending to be, like, a local village lord. Hey, Mark, you're not supposed to know them, Winston.
But in all
That's
honesty,
it, Winston. You're walking home tonight after your shift.
Lord, we're driving.
Unbelievable, though. It's like being absolutely on a stationary cruise, in a way.
Yes.
An all-inclusive.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And this, so cruises are particularly bad for the next kind of point or topic that I found, which is there are essentially class systems within all-inclusives. So on the point you made about the, you know, elite restaurants, a lot of all-inclusives and cruise companies will have different tiers, but they'll actually do it in a colouring system to try and shame you into. So they'll give you wristbands.
Oh, sorry. With wristbands, not with people.
No.
No, no, not like... Right, so So we've got the Chinese in room two. Obviously, that's the sort of entry level... You know, rice, low, sort of like the cheapest output possible. Then, of course, we've got the Swiss, then the Hungarians, and tip of the top, we've got this, do you know what I mean?
No, no, no. Purple, green, blue, primary colours, very much not that.
Oh, good morning. Kirpal, is this Indian? Cool. If you could just stand over in the brown queue, please. Thanks, sorry. This is for pasty arse Irishman. If you could just, yeah, if you go over there, please. Thank you very much. Oh, Madam Chow, how are you? Yeah, if you just, do you know what I mean? There's no way.
Oh,
also,
God.
Madam Chow, they would not call her that. That's a problem in itself. Oh, fuck, go on. Anyway, this is the exclusive guide to all-inclusives, and this is the information that we need.
So this is it. You know, as you just have done on your lovely holiday, you pay for what you think is, you know, no holds barred, you're straight in, but then they'll start to give you the little tier system, and you either spend more or go more regularly, and this is how they get people. So it's not about the once-off trip, but it's about going every year. That's how they get you. They build these relationships, and that's how you get your little tears up, and that's how you get your free sushi. So it's always the illusion of luxury.
So like Darren got a massage yesterday, right?
Mm.
And she went in, and of course, you know, sweet child of mine in the pan pipes and all the usual, just relax, hello. Now I'm going to stand outside for 2 minutes. And you just tell me when... You know, real relaxing. You just tell me when you want me to come back in. And then your face is smushed in the hole. And you're like, I'm done. Hello. And she's still waiting there like 10 minutes later. You're like, come back in. Anyway, the one comes back in. She puts one finger on Darren's back. She goes, oh, no. You're going to need the hot stone massage to make sure the knot is untied. And basically, yeah, she had to pay 15 extra swidgos to get the hot stones on top.
But this is
her words. Her words, not mine. Go on, though. Oh. So it's constantly, basically, they get you in for like X, and then it's just bish, bash, bosh.
So the whole point, or the whole, like...
Like they tried to swap Rosie out for a 7-year-old on the day, too.
No, they didn't. No, they didn't. No, they didn't. Just don't say that.
So we're here for the kids club. Yeah, here to collect a Rosie Megan. Yes, but we have Lucas. He's Dutch. If you take Junior Chow, it upgrades you to the Chinese colour system. And with the Chinese colour system, you get 2 free mocktails and a day trip to St. Moritz. Do you know what I mean? This is so scary. There's definitely somebody at home who's like, Okay, I'll listen to that now. Mark Meegan's released a guide to all inclusives. That'll help me and Noel. We're going away for his 50th next June. And it's like, brilliant. This is of no service to anybody.
My name's Mackenzie, and I started a GoFundMe for the adoptive mother of a nonverbal autistic child. The mother had lost her job because she wasn't able to find adequate care for this autistic child. So she really needed some help with living expenses, paying some back bills. So I launched a GoFundMe to help support them during this crisis. And we raised about $10,000 within just a couple of months. I think that the surprising thing was by telling a clear story and just like really being very clear about what we needed, we had some really generous donations from people who were really moved by the situation that this family was struggling with.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This podcast is supported by GoFundMe.
You are very welcome back to the Weekly Roast. I am on tour in Gran Canaria. Forgive the gravelly tones to my voice. I have concocted the black lung of sorts from the various toddlers of nations worldwide at the breakfast buffet. So please forgive me. And if there is a slight delay or tech malfunctions, you will have to blame Mystery Mick, as he is totally to blame for any sort of technical flaws or issues.
Of course, naturally.
Nevertheless, let's continue our foray into dismantling, you know, all-inclusives. As we said, this is the exclusive guide to the all-exclusive. I put up my trusty question box the other night, Michael, okay?
Yes.
And before you continue with, because I know you're going to give us more history about the all-inclusives.
That's okay.
And because you know what actually also I want to know? Given that I've got 4 days left here, I want to know how I can maximise my time and how I can get the most amount of this holiday without like shoving sausages down my boxers. Do you know what I mean? In terms of within reason. So okay. I put up the question box, and as always, we got some interesting responses.
As always, yes. Go on, share some.
Well, the first one, I almost feel like naming this person because it's just absolutely, I don't know if this person understands what an all-inclusive holiday is, okay?
Okay, what did they
say? So the question box said, please tell me about your experiences in all-inclusive holidays. And this woman wrote in,
man in New York City eating Dunkin' Donuts, licking it, saying, tastes like my lady's pussy.
What?
Just absolutely disgusting. Absolutely depraved. It's got nothing to do with Spanish all-inclusive resorts. Just some absolute New York City hog licking a donut, you know, and comparing it to his wife's vulva.
Oh,
just
God.
Disgraceful.
That's not name and shame. That's name and fame. That's a legend.
Absolutely atrocious. Somebody, we went all-inclusive once and tried to leave early. It was that bad with the Brits. At the pool one day, it was like an episode of EastEnders. Blah, blah, blah. English couple knocking pints and Prosecco. Saw a man coming out of the toilet, no hand washing, leaving a brown snow. No, I'm not even reading that.
Please finish it.
Saw a man coming out of the toilet, no hand washing, left a brown stain on one of the plates. No, I just don't believe that.
On the plates?
So sorry. Are we supposed to believe that the guy like shat into his hands? It's just like, I know all inclusives can be sloppy. They're not that sloppy.
There was so much fecal matter. It literally like went back to the kitchen. That's no.
Okay. Well, like let's get into the obvious thing. In your research, what are the two leading points of contention when it comes to all-inclusive resorts? Obviously, the buffet.
So the buffet, there is a very kind of established psychological warfare, apparently, with buffets.
Okay.
So obviously people want to get the most out of it. You've just said it there. You know, how can I get, you've spent your money. You want to make sure that you're getting a good return on your investment. So the buffets are one of the most contentious areas where food, what's the word? Like foraging basically happens. So even though it's all free and it's continuously, you know, given.
But it's the worst, most pathetic form of foraging because you've got like a 54-year-old in Hawaiian tropic flip-flops and cargo shorts, which have like witnessed more wind than fucking Oklahoma in the last decade. You know what I mean? And his version of foraging is just heavy breathing over the pastry section. Also, doing that thing around the pastry section, acting surprised that he's seen it. You've passed it every day, Duncan. Do you know what I mean? Every day, you've had four or five of these sort of like croissants. You know, the ones that are like a mixture between like a croissant and a donut and a Danish incredible. And a quiche. Oh,
yeah.
Can you say that? Like, you know what I mean? It's just complete piggery. It is a free for all in the way that open bars were for me back when I was boozing, where you know, you can drink like an absolute degenerate at an open bar, but you've also. So, oh, it's an open bar. Okay, well, yeah. You know, you have to do that thing where you act surprised every time. You get these people going back up to the patient section. And bear in mind, by the way, I'm one of them. Like, I'm one of them. So I'm only saying this because I'm right there in the gutter with the slops as well. But like walking by the pastry section and then going, oh, sort of taking a second glance as if they've just seen an old friend from college. Do you know what I mean? It's the fucking Biscoff Twizzlers, Barry. You know where the place is situated. There's a jar of mini marshmallows and you've put them in a little pile on your plate beside baked beans. This is culinary death. This is like throwing yourself off the Golden Gate into a sugary satanic hell.
So this is all part of the science of all-inclusives. High sugar means generally very produced and cheap. So they go for the high volume food. But that's why there is this foraging culture where people have this sense of urgency that they're about to run out. And one of the biggest jobs for people working in all-inclusives is actually conflict resolution. Adults don't know how to behave like adults.
So, sorry, we know that. That's for sure. Yes. All it takes is to go to the cinema or leave the house in 2026 and that becomes apparent. But yeah, I hear you. Go on.
But no, that is actually one of the biggest parts of a job in working at all-inclusives is managing the guests who interact with one another because you become so self-serving that you actually don't know how to act within a group of people.
Everybody that you see up at the buffet thing, I feel like just becomes your enemy instantly. I'm queuing for some scrambled eggs this morning and this woman comes up with a limp and I'm like, I'm trying to get some scrambled eggs. Move away with your scrambled legs. I didn't.
Oh my God.
I didn't. But you know what I mean? I'm like, I don't want to feel your Spanish breath on the back of my neck. Do you know what I mean?
100%. And because you see, you're also dealing with a lot of different cultures. So people, you know, queue and, you know.
Yeah, the colour system, of course.
Stop.
Old. Old fucking Jim Crow here. Do you know what I mean? You prefer them to just stand up at the bean and go, right, can we have all the brown people? All the brown people, even if you're from Cardiff. You there. No, you're sort of in between. You go last. You got to pick a team, all right? So you go at the back. And then what we do with the wheelchair ones? Do you know what I mean? You just... What world do you want to... What? That's what you're saying. A colour system is crazy.
Oh, God. I was saying that in a very specific context. Oh, God.
Are the things that like can't be clipped up because out of context... You're just done. It's over. It's completely over.
I'm never working again. But it's not just the buffet. So I think we should move on to, again, where we see another level of conflict. And you interestingly brought it up. And I said, I messaged you saying we have to chat about this. So pool areas, biggest area of conflict. I actually just, and maybe this is me being overly docile or agreeable, just kind of figured... just being so sound.
Yeah. Oh, you know me. Do you ever notice people that call themselves people pleasers usually aren't... The people that are liking reels about themselves being people pleasers on Instagram, they're not. Do you know what I mean?
I just have to look after me.
For once.
Hey, guys. Hey, guys. Listen, just jumping on. Thanks for all of your prayers over the last few... Nobody cares. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You tried to sell me a... You tried to sell me some sort of pyramid scheme last year that was somehow like fitness, travel, DJ, blogging, all in one. Do you know what I mean? I will not be tuning in to you for updates on geopolitics in the UAE. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, not interested.
So, nevertheless, sorry, continue, Micheál.
Okay, so not me being Dota, me being terrified of conflict. I would never encroach on someone's town. I would have just thought that was like...
Well, so sorry. Okay, to set the scene, the context here is I feel very strongly that if I arrived to the pool, okay, and there are somebody is nowhere within sight, like I'm talking about, you cannot see them anywhere. They're not in the water, but they have left their they've left two of the hotel owned, by the way, towels on the sunbed as if that's like a stake in the ground. Good luck. They're going in the drink. Do you know what I mean? Well, no, I don't actually. I don't roll them up.
I know they're not literally going in the drink.
I don't roll them up and toss them into the pool, but I do just say, right, that's it. It's a good luck. Like, I don't treat that. You don't own the. You do not. That is not you owning the sunbed. I'm sorry. Like, I'm sorry.
So have you done that?
Man, every day. That is what I do. That is literally what I do.
And like, do you get into rows? Do people come up and...
I get into rows with Darren because she's like, nobody gave you a degree in swimming pool etiquette. And I was like, I wish they did. If I could have put that down on the CAO, okay, there's a chance I would have gone to university. If I could have put down swimming pool etiquette and general decorum outdoors, I would have gone. I'd go back. I'd go to fucking night school. I'd Aaron Brockovich that shit right now. If I could go somewhere, if UCD or like DCU or Griffith. No. You know, whenever your university has to do ads on radio, you know, it's just when they've got some guy going, it's not for you, it's for us, it's for the buzz. Come to Griffith. I'm good. I'm gonna learn. I'm doing a few YouTube tutorials, I think. Do you know what I mean? Oh yeah, a piece of paper is a piece of paper. Yeah, this one's going to the bin. The HR managers, those hiring managers, they don't care about what uni they went to. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. There's a difference between Trinity College and Clan, my boy. Nevertheless, the actual irony of that, me who never went to university. I didn't even go to college. How could I lose at the game if I never even play, baby?
Too cool for school, literally.
Full-time mad bastard. Oh, fuck. Oh God. Oh, you're very welcome back to part three of the Weekly Roast, your all-exclusive guide to... No, your small exclusive guide to all-inclusives. Am I right?
Lovely. Yes.
Are we covering enough ground? I feel like we've given... Sorry, let's go back to swimming pool etiquette first. My approach with it is this, okay? If somebody is clearly using the sunbed, it's theirs. And they can dip in, dip out, go to the Jacks, get a coffee, go up to the hotel room, enjoy your time. You're on holidays.
Totally.
That's what holidays are for. But if you think you're going to go off to El Court in Glaze for a breakfast in Glaze with your friends in Glaze, you can get in the say because it's over. I'm not here. This isn't rent. There's not Sherry Fitzgerald of the sunbed world. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
You are not... Yeah. You're not able to take over the place. I just don't like, people, I famously talk about this, I do not like people not showing a consideration to others in the wild. It's a trait that I got from my mum. Mum has just instilled in me from day one, or at least tried to, you know, be aware of other people in public. Like, that's the bottom line.
Can I ask you this though, Mark? And like, I know this is more down beachside than it is poolside. Do you think would you be willing to pay for a sunbed?
In my own hotel, absolutely not.
No.
No, not your own hotel.
But you know when you go down to the beach and you can get these like little
some bets, but like they seem to be like micro economies with them themselves. They're like 20 quid an hour.
Yeah, but I think that's fair play though, no?
Yeah, I just like, if I don't know.
If they're paying the councillor, whoever owns the beach, to run a business there, I think that's absolutely fine.
I just, sometimes I feel like they're associated with hotels and I feel like I'm just getting rinsed yet again.
Well, I think the realisation is when you're on holidays, like you are getting rinsed. I had a guy try to sell me a pair of Hoka trainers out of a genuine shopping bag yesterday on the promenade. And I was like, don't even ask me why, but I was like, how much? I just couldn't help myself. I was curious, okay? I was curious to go on, how much could this lad genuinely try and convincingly sell me a fake pair of Hoka trainers out of a bag? And I was like, how much? He goes, €135. Are you joking me? That's the same price they are as online. Yes, but online you have to do delivery. Yes, but online they're a legitimate shoe. Do you know what I mean?
They're
online, online they have been stolen off some poor fucker's feet who's gone for a swim down at the pool.
Oh my God.
Do you know what I mean?
I do. I'm with you.
You're not like a Hoka representative. Do you know what I mean? Who's been sent to the promenade in front of Playa del Inglés where there's, you know, restaurants exclusively with pictures of the food in front of it. And the pictures of the food isn't even nice, but that's another story. Do you know?
Of course. Yeah.
So you everywhere you turn, go on.
Would you be one to haggle with the locals when you are buying?
Oh, absolutely. Darren was mortified because I tried. As soon as we get into duty free in Dublin Airport, I'm haggling. Like,
brilliant.
I help myself to two of the free waters besides security and I walk through and then it's just haggle on. How much is that Joe Malone? 170. I'll give you €90. Good luck. Where do you stand genuinely when it comes to like being friends with other, making friends at other people? Like, be honest, because I know that like you think that I'm Mr. Cynical, but I would like to know where people, what the consensus is when it comes to like making friends. Because you know that horny pervert who I was talking about who like is trying to become friends with me?
Mm.
He's now moved on to someone else.
Of course.
And the thing is, and this is my problem to my core, this is either the addict in me or the something in me. I now sort of want him back. Darren's now slagging me because she's like, I can see, she can see me trying to make eye contact with him. She's like, you want him back now that he's moved away and moved on to, for, you know, to greener pastures in terms of a dad who will say hi to him. I'm now like, hello, mate. Oh, toddlers, eh? Whippets. Oh, what are your sprogs up
Rosie,
to? Do you know what I mean?
Rosie, come here.
Rosie. Or the other one that I got, Junior Chow. Junior Chow, come over here. Like, what would your thoughts be, though, genuinely on making friends?
Genuinely, when I was drinking, I would have been far more open to it because I would have been drunk and naturally been, you know, having my drinks by the pool, smoking my cigarettes, being, you know, cool Mr. Gregarious, whatever. Now that I kind of have a bit of an idea of who I am, not interested. I will be very polite and kind and decent, but, like,
yeah.
I don't need, like, anyone else. I'm very happy being with Kate. That's it.
That's it, exactly. And I mean, like, we went to the, they had, like, the hotel rock band last night after dinner.
God.
What is it with, like, sort of Spanish post-dinner rock bands? I feel like they think Eye of the Tiger has played a bigger cultural, like, role in people's lives. And now, the very last song of the evening, we do a very, very special one. We want anybody. This accent is so problematic. We want everybody dancing and all the kids get up. Bisti, die up a pile of rasta, bidaristi, dying up to the da 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 pyro. How do you, up to the challenge of the biro? Do you know what I mean? But I've never understood the sort of fiendish obsession that Spanish after dinner entertainment bands have for Eye of the Tiger. It's not a song that we all love. Do you know what I mean?
No, it's really not.
But also, we are the champions.
Okay, Mark, I'm going to let you go back to the pool. Enjoy your holidays. But there is one last thing I need to bring to your attention because I feel like we will have a unique perspective on it, okay?
Right.
So, and it's interesting that you said you wanted to understand how you could kind of get as much out of your holiday for the next 4 days as you can. Because within all-inclusives, within this kind of business model, there is a conscious effort to get people drinking as early in the day as possible because as a guest, it makes them cheaper basically throughout the day to manage.
So I was actually wondering this because obviously as you know, as a man in recovery, 4.5 years sober, nothing gives me more of a sycophantic joy than quietly, internally monitoring other people's drinking. And I pretend that I don't do it. And on my good days, I don't. But on my bad days or my holidays, I do.
On my days.
I'm being facetious, of course. But it's interesting. And myself and Darren do look at that because we go, I am amazed by the fact that I'm amazed by people not drinking to excess. And lots are, by the way. But of course, I'm amazed at the ones that don't because I'm like, why would you not when you could? And
nerds.
I'm intrigued as to how, literally though, but I'm like, I'm intrigued as to how the venue views drinking, because I would have thought that they actually don't want people drinking. But what, you're saying that they would prefer people to be drinking?
Yes. So the whole, attraction of all-inclusive is you can consume as much as you want and everything's looked after and you just go and enjoy yourself. However, there's studies behind all of this, but the moment that people start consuming alcohol, they start to use services more because they get more like...
Sorry. Because careful where you go with that sentence, bro. Because I have a lot of experience in that regard. Yeah, legends. What legends? What absolute legends?
It's the
eye of the tiger. me on stage tonight, grabbing the microphone. Welcome back to the Wiggly Roast. How are your hearts? Junior Chow, get up here. Where the fuck are you, Junior? All you bastards. Just completely. I'll tell you when I've had enough. You said it's an all-inclusive. Just over. Career over, marriage over, life over.
I hope some
over.
Of your guests can hear that.
Anyway, go on.
No, so things like, you know, the banana boating and all the extra shit that you don't pay for, you know, or if you're on a cruise, services, massages, all that stuff. You don't care about spending money, so you become far more likely to engage in those extra services, but you also consume considerably less food. And the margin on drink is way lower, so they can, you know, keep you like with kind of, again, all these cocktails and these specials.
Okay.
That they do, they're all, I hate the term watered down because I feel like that is the most misinterpreted thing ever when it comes to alcohol. You know, oh, they water down the drinks, but they do give you like these massive, like fruit shoot kind of punch bowls.
Yeah, yeah.
So they are objectively cheaper, but.
By the way, they are because I even got a mocktail the other night. Like I don't drink 0.0 booze really at all because the whole, you know, non-alcoholic beers are for non-alcoholics. It's just a thing that was said to me early on. But like, I've no problem drinking non-alcoholic cocktails because I never drank cocktails, so I don't have any association. But I had I got a non-alcoholic pina colada the other night, and I swear to God, I resembled Stephen Hawking afterwards. The sugar, Michael, it sent me. Darren had to wheel me up to the room. I was mangled. The amount.
Oh my God.
I don't know if it's the sea air or the holiday air, but something is dead. I was sitting there like I was at a fucking like Creamfields 1998 at Fat Boy Slim after 15 Blue Widows. Like I was genuinely... One slurp of pina colada and my jaw was on the floor. Like the sugar in those yolks is lethal.
So sugar is the underbelly of how all-inclusives make money. It cheapens the food. It gets you drunk. It doesn't get you drunk literally, but if you're drinking it, you eat less. You will, again, it just makes you, it makes you wild, basically. It just makes you
fat. Okay. Yeah. So the long and story of it is, as we know, sugar is the enemy, and Michael has a peculiar way of ranking people whenever he goes on holidays. And finally, because I'm going to have to leg it off to the pool and see my darling daughter again, quick fire round. Any questions that you would like to ask me about my trip? Like, there seems to be a lot of interest on Instagram about where we are. So we're in Gran Canaria. We're staying in the Hotel Paradisus, Melia by Paradisus or something like that. It was expensive. I would say it's worth it. If you are going on holidays and if you have a baby and you just want something without thinking, like, I'm not going to lie, like, January was a very, very difficult month for us for a number of reasons. As you know, Michael, like, obviously it was such a weird month because it was the best ever with the Olympia Theatre at the end of it. But there was just, there's just it was difficult in ways. So getting to this trip was just magic. And we were just sort of willing to go somewhere where we really didn't have to think and like not engage in taxis and cars and anything that would just make it more difficult for Rosie, basically. So for us, it's ticked a lot of the boxes. However, I'm personally uncomfortable with the constant upselling. Like, we've spent the money already and to still be told you need to pay more, pay more, pay more. I just really struggle with that. The food quality, I don't think, is of a 5-star. In the additional restaurants, it's good, but in the main sort of canteen area, or the canner, as me and Darren call it, is just like, it's just slop. Like, it really slop, is just slop, is the bottom line. Some of the service isn't the best. Like, again, the rooms are gorgeous. The weather is fantastic. Massaplomas in itself, probably, maybe, again, we've done so little discovering, I would be reluctant to judge anything. I'm not informed enough to make an educated opinion, unfortunately. So overall, I'd say it's grand. I would absolutely not come here unless you have kids, would be my answer. Because it is just, and it's amazing if you have kids. Like, it's fabulous for that. And it's so kid friendly. But like, if you don't have kids and you're not kid friendly, I would certainly not advise coming here. Anything else? Any other questions that you feel?
Be interested to know, how do you find going on a sun holiday this time of year? Like, I'd say it's particularly just good for the, like, I don't want to say good for the soul, but good for the soul.
Man, it's honestly like, moving out of Dunleary was the hardest thing I've ever done because of the lack of sky, right? So like, Castleknock is home, and that's where I've never been as happy then in my home in Castleknock with Darren and now my daughter Rosie. But in Dunleary, waking up to the sky and going to bed to the sky and having like a genuine, this is going to sound completely perverted and like privileged boy in Bali sort of levels of nature insight, but like, I felt like I had a relationship with the sky and the morning and getting up at 6 a.m. and meditating and all the rest. And waking up to blue skies has just lifted me from like my fucking feet. It's given me a spring in my step. Even now when I'm sick, like, my whole outlook on life is different. That's after 4 days of the sun. And I know I keep saying it like on the podcast, but if people at home are struggling with their mental health, I'm not going to say, just book a flight to a feckin' 5-star hotel. I'm saying, don't blame yourself for feeling, because it's the weather of the last, oh God, I'm now just being overconscious of what I say because I feel like I'm saying like a complete insufferable git talking about being on holiday and stuff. But like, in short, man, the weather has revolutionised myself, Darren and Rosie's well-being. It's absolutely fabulous. And being in Dublin for as long with no sunlight, it's impossible for that not to adversely affect you, regardless of your context.
Yes.
So, how do you feel about, like, Vietnamese people then?
Go jump in the fucking pool.
See you when I'm back, baby.
See you later, bud. Enjoy.